Georgia's first news for your Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Jury selection ahead of the murder trial of a South Carolina man accused in the shooting death of 36-year-old Keith Tyson Basham in February of 2021 is scheduled to begin in Harrelson County on Monday. Basham was found shot in the chest under the carport of a family member's home on Hilltop Drive in Buchanan. Harrelson County investigators identified 24-year-old Jalen Shakur Biggs of Somerville, South Carolina, as the alleged shooter by security camera video at the home. Biggs was arrested in Anderson, South Carolina, several hours after the shooting. Biggs was transferred to Harrelson County Jail a couple days later. He was denied bond and has been in the Harrelson County Jail for 975 days. Well, one person is dead and three others injured, including a Douglas County deputy who had responded to a domestic incident on North Bear Drive off Kings Highway in Douglasville Wednesday morning. Deputies said they were called to the home around 9:30, found a man who had been shot. Deputies located the suspected shooter, identified as 27-year-old Christian Roman. Roman is alleged to have fired his weapon towards deputies, and deputies shot back. According to the GBI, the deputy was shot multiple times. He was taken to a hospital where he is in stable condition. Roman was also shot and airlifted to the hospital where he is in stable condition. The GBI identified the initial shooting victim as 66-year-old Walter Jackson Sr., the suspect's great uncle. An elderly woman was also injured inside the home. Both the Three Rivers Regional Commission and Northwest Georgia seeing at least a half-point drop in the unemployment rate for the month of September, according to numbers released by the Georgia Labor Commission on Thursday. The unemployment rate for both around 3.25%. The labor force in both regions continues to be at an all-time high, as well as the total number of people employed. However, in the Northwest Georgia region, initial unemployment claims were up about 8% over the month. In the Three Rivers region, initial unemployment claims were down by 32%. A downtown Villarica business owner says her time serving on the city's Main Street Advisory Board and her neighborhood HOA showed her that she really enjoyed serving the community she lives. And now she wants to be the Ward 3 city council person.
As I see it, it's talking to those constituents and finding out where their concerns are and where they would like to see things go. Being part of making those decisions that impact everybody in Villarica, not just in Ward 3, but impact everybody. And so I think it's important, since you're making those kind of decisions, that you know where your constituents stand as well.
Candidate for that Villarica Ward 3 city council seat, Stephanie Warmoth, was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice, and her entire Community Voice interview is archived online at newstalk1330.com. Happy Valley Baptist Church in Villarica, the site of an active shooter training for the Villarica Police Department and other first responding organizations this week.
We're simulating that there's an active shooter that's entered a church. We're working in conjunction with West Georgia Ambulance, Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Carroll County Fire Department, is even Tanner Hospital. We're simulating and training as if the call goes out to the officers respond, engage, and neutralize the threat, which is what their training tells them to do. We have role players that are set up, and they've been dressed and moulaged. They have simulated injuries, so the officers, after they address the threat, then they have to go into the mode of getting medical personnel inside to get them help, get them out. They're being triaged here on the scene. They're being transported to the hospital. The hospital staff is actually going to treat them.
Villarica Police Captain of Investigations Blake Terry said it's been about 4 years since the groups involved have worked together in this full-blown training exercise.
God forbid something like this ever happens. This is the only way to prepare and have people that can be prepared as possible. It's not only a way for us to prepare, but it's also a way just to engage with our community partners, which is obviously vital.
And Terry says VRPD officers went door to door notifying nearby residents of the ongoing training this week, and training in progress signs are posted on nearby roads. UWG's Richards College of Business hosting their annual economic forecast breakfast next week. Business, government, and community leaders from the region gathering to discuss the local economy and what to expect in the coming year. The breakfast Tuesday morning is from 7:30 till 9:30 in the University of West Georgia Campus Center Ballroom. Features Dr. William J. Smith, UWG Department of Economics Chair, David A. Johnson, Professor in Predictive Analytics, and Ryan James Boyle, Senior Vice President and Senior Economist, Global Risk Management Division at Northern Trust. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.